And welcome to Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, a program where we discuss some amazing young people doing some amazing things. And I'm happy to introduce my guest today, Ms. Cheryl Stanislaus. She is on with us. Good afternoon, and thank you for agreeing to join us on Youth Unplugged.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about. Before we do and go into the nitty-gritties and the ins and outs of your business aspect, we always have to go with the personal stuff and let people know who you are and introduce yourself to the public. So I usually start off with saying, tell us a little bit more about yourself. But I said today, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to allow you to introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Cheryl Stanislaus. I am 29 years old. I'm from the village of Denry, and I am the owner of Majestic Kings, previously known as Kinky Kulini. I'm not sure what you want to know, but I'll just let you know.
let's talk about you're young, being, you know, when you're young, what you wanted to be, if you were in the choir, you used to sing in school, you used to be good in church, and then you discovered FET and you stopped going to church. I don't know. However you want to take it.
Well, you did touch some points. I used to go to church. I was in a choir. I wanted to be a doctor or nurse when I got out of secondary school. That went left. I had a love for science back then. I still do. I think that played a huge role in what I am doing today. I would say I'm a very determined and passionate individual, very kind, loving, and also super, super helpful, even to those I do not know. So this is basically me.
That's nice. So you're from from Denry. What is it like being raised in Denry? You know, what school did you go to? How did your community play an effect in how you turned out to be in life?
I would say, I attended Maycote Secondary School. Growing up in Denry as a young girl was amazing. I was a lover of football back then. I would say the community really pushed me, or a lot of individuals would say, into that category. A lot of persons down there do love sports, genuinely. In regards to raising, I was a homebody. I was always at home, but I just lived in the area.
That's pretty cool. That's cool. Again, when you come from communities like that, people tend to say that it's close-knit, and you are probably raised by the entire village, not necessarily only by your parents. Is that the case in for you?
It is the case. Even if I was a homebody, when I was out in the streets, if I was doing something or I said something I was not supposed to say, or if I did not greet an individual, they would definitely tell me, like, you're not going to greet, or they would let my mother know that. I said, well, where are you, Shui? If I say that, I
oh my goodness. You ever get licks for that? Your mom say, hey, ou pas se madame la, ou pas même dit bonjour. You ever get licks for that?
Not licks. But she would tell me, it's a mess. My label, it's a mess.
I like it. Earlier in the interview, when you introduced yourself, you said you had a love for science and you wanted to become a doctor. Of course, with the industry that you work in, you still have to do that science stuff. It is a scientific industry. But what strayed you away from your passion or your pursuit?
I got to know that I'm actually afraid of blood. That is not my own.
Oh,
so
wow.
I figured it really would not work down that road.
Yeah, that makes sense. A doctor who's afraid of blood. There's actually a series about that. I'm trying to remember what series it's in, and the doctor. Oh, I remember what it is. Yeah, I remember the series now. The doctor is actually afraid of blood and he tries to hide it. So yeah, but I mean, any later on or any plans on probably trying to figure out how you could overcome that fear of blood and probably pursue the career again?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I ever will.
Is the facial expression for me like, nah, not at all. But let's go right into the business aspect of the interview. We have so much to talk about because your story is pretty unique, and it shows people, especially when you're growing, the importance of getting things right from day one. So let's start from the beginning and how you got involved in your business, and then we will develop into your current situation and that issue that you're faced with right now. So let's start from the beginning. How did your business come about?
Okay, I started Kinky Kolini after I had my daughter, who is now 5. Back then, I was just getting into the hair industry and knowing about ingredients, their purpose, and how they contribute to the health of the hair. And I used to do my little DIYs, my little mixing on the side. And then I decided that, okay, the things I'm doing for my friends, my family, it works. So maybe I should introduce it to other people. And if they purchase it, what to do? I came about the name like randomly. And I think this is what landed me into the problems. I'm not sure if you're familiar with
Okay, we seem to be having a little bit of a technical difficulty where she is breaking up. So I'll try to see if I could get in contact with her directly via the telephone line. Not sure what the issue is with the connection, but of course we are tuned in to Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. My guest is Cheryl Stanislaus from Majestic Kink, a company in St. Lucia focusing on hair care. Like I just said, we just had a little bit of an issue with the connection, so I'm going to try to do it the regular way over the telephone, see if I could get her. But Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International is brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
We present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me, the St. Lucian way. We like family, always there for you, helping you. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
we present to you Youth Unplugged. Youth Unplugged is a program designed to provide a platform for all young people who have achieved or are achieving success socially, economically, academically, in business, in music, as an entrepreneur, and yes, in just simply defying the odds, to share the experience with all of St. Lucia and the world. Their stories are theirs to tell, and RCI has created this platform of influence so that their voices can be heard. Youth Unplugged, every Thursday, 3 p.m. on RCI, the station that cares about the youth. Hello, St. Lucia. COVID-19, or the coronavirus, has created immense worry and uncertainty, particularly among the business community on our island. However, radio still remains the most cost-effective method of getting your message to the masses. Keeping your business in the forefront of the minds of your customers can maintain its relevance. Advertise on RCI today. Call us at 1-758-452-2636 so we can help you. Call now at RCI. We care. And together we can overcome the challenges of the coronavirus. Stay safe, St. Lucia.
I love my community. It teaches you the importance of being together even through difficult times. Business owners doing their best to make it through. Fishermen and farmers working hard to put food on our tables. Nurses caring for the sick shows me who we are made of. People who care. I guess it's about growing together.
Bank of St. Lucia is inspired by the strength of the communities in which we live and operate. We are happy to be part of these communities, and we will continue to serve you. Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
We seem to have all our technical issues sorted out, I hope. You're there making sure? Yeah.
Yes.
All right, you're there. All right, good. Once you're there, that's good. Before we got disconnected, let's talk about your company and how you got started. Before we got disconnected, you were rightfully saying about, you know, you did your own concoctions and you tried it out with your family and friends. That seemed to work out. And how did you turn it into a business?
I turned into a business when I started making just bonnets for my daughter to help her protect her hair while she sleeps. And this is where the whole business bloomed out from. We ventured out into products eventually, and customers kept asking for more after every product I released. The first product I did was a detangling leave-in conditioner. I did that product to assist my daughter with the tangle. At that time, she was about 1.5 to 2, and little girls, they don't really like to sit for long to comb. And the product did help. I just put it with.
Oh, we're still getting a bit of some connection issues. I was able to pick up some of what you're saying. When your products, was it specifically for a particular hair type? Because I'm only recently finding out there's different type with the 4C. You know what? I don't even know 4C, this and that C, and all these things that I don't really understand. So was it specifically for a hair type, or is it for any use for anybody? Okay, we seem to be still having some connection issues over there with Cheryl. I'm not sure what is going on with that. Probably just a bad connection. We're going to see if we could try to connect with her in another way to make continue the interview. Let me just play this in the meantime. Do it the good old-fashioned way of a phone. Unfortunately, we couldn't see you know, the video and your beautiful face and your lovely hair, which is the whole point of the interview. But glad to have you back. We're there, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. Yes, okay. Just please continue the story.
Okay, so before we got rudely interrupted, I don't know what's going on, but we have to keep going. I was saying that the company started from just a meeting of satin bonnets. I use that to help my daughter sleep at night to protect her hair and to keep the moisture in. Then I went on to introduce a leave-in detangler. At the time, it was called a knotless leave-in detangler. Mm-hmm. And that product was amazing for her. And I took the steps to produce it and introduce it to cousins. And that turned out amazing. And here we are today.
And you said it turned out amazing. Let's talk about one of your first non-family oriented client, the first person that actually bought your product. What was their reaction when they used it?
Her reaction was, it's working, but I don't like the consistency. She was honest, and I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. She said it was a bit too loose. She's accustomed to thicker products, and she thinks it should be a little bit thicker. And I took that, worked on it, and then I improved it.
That's pretty amazing. What was your next product or venture after that particular one?
After that particular one, I did a herbal growth oil, which is still here today.
Nice.
Which is an infusion of a lot of herbs that really helps to stimulate the cell, nourish it to produce healthy hair growth. That product is actually one of our top sellers to this day, and we are almost 3 years into business.
That is amazing. That is really, really, really amazing. I love to hear stories like this, especially moms that are, you know, decide, let me try something on my daughter, and you find a whole bunch of people who probably have the same issues, and you now turn that into a business. I really, genuinely love to hear stories like this. Now, again, we find that a lot of people are moving into the natural vibe, natural hair care, you know, less chemicals. How is it that you're able to source some of your ingredients? Because I know that, you know, getting some of the products on island might be difficult, getting the same level of consistency. So, like, let's talk about the issues with your supply of your ingredients that you are faced with.
In the beginning, it was very difficult when starting off to find suppliers to trust, because you're not in person to purchase the things, trusting them to send you quality stuff. I was lucky enough to find suppliers that provide me with quality, honest ingredients that I could provide to my clients. It's not as difficult as it was now. The only thing is, with the whole pandemic, it's causing sort of a strain on the production of certain ingredients. But as for now, it is amazing, it's good, but most of our ingredients have to be sourced out of the country.
Yeah. What other challenges are you faced with that particular business?
With sourcing the ingredients?
With the business on a whole.
Okay. There are so many.
Anyone in particular that stands out? Like one particular issue that you said, you know what? I'm done. I'm ready to quit. I give up.
I would bring up my current situation, mm-hmm. In regards to the trademark. That happened when I fell sick, and a lot of things kept coming back to back around that same week. And I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. I don't deserve this. This was not a deliberate act. I'm so done. And then, you know, there's always this little gut feeling, a little voice in your head. And then somebody comes at the right time to say something to you. And that just shifts you back to where you're supposed to be. So you could, you know, get up, dust it off, and just start to do what you have to do.
Now, I like that the way that you mentioned that, which is kind of segues us into this part of the interview. I don't know if you want to let people know the issue that you had and how you were able to overcome it.
Sure. I decided to put it out there publicly so persons would know, because I could have gone through that without anybody knowing. Mm-hmm. But it is a learning experience for other people. When I decided to give my business a name, I did not do the research on a trademark. I went ahead with Kinky Curly Me, as in different hair types. You're either a kinky girl, a curly girl. If you're not, then you fall into the me category. Mm-hmm. That happened in 2018. That's when I started the business. And then I guess things started to boom. I launched the product in the U.S. earlier this year in February. And I guess I caught the eye of the owners of the trademark Kinky Curly. They reached out and stated that I was not authorized to use it. That caught me off guard, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's their right, it's their trademark. So there is nothing that I could say or do but to just agree to their terms, to just get rid of everything and start over. It is a learning experience, it still is. I see a lot of people doing research on trademark as well, and I'm happy about that. But I guess everything happens for a reason, because right now the business is getting free marketing. So
I like that. I really like that you're using that as an opportunity. Does it make you feel good, the fact that your small brand, and I use the word small very loosely, and also for lack of a better phrase, your small brand got recognition of a brand that has pretty decent, I don't want to say market share, but pretty decent following. Doesn't that make you probably deep inside say, well, that means my thing good? Because if somebody could take notice, because if somebody wasn't taking notice and your product wasn't good, maybe they would not have sent you anything. Have you ever thought about it that way?
I have. From the beginning, I was like, oh God. After I let the tears out for, you know, letting go of Kinky Curly Me, because that's what I started with. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God. They little me, they found me all the way in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. You do. There are other businesses with similar names. So, I mean, it has to be, there has to be a reason why you decided to pick me out of the bunch to season the seat. So I will say that I am honored.
Yeah, you're right, girl.
Such a very huge international company.
You're right, girl. You better be honored indeed. And then, so now you have almost been forced to rebrand as Majestic Kink. Why that name?
The name, because I wrote down a list of words. Honestly, it was very difficult to come up with a name. I chose the kinks in regards to hair and majestic being that this is your crown. I'm thinking of royalty. I'm thinking of a crown. I see gold. I see you sitting on a chair with flowers and routine. You know, this is what I thought of. And I said, okay, majestic kink. It falls into place. Because the brand is all about helping couples to feel confident with themselves in regards to the hair that is on their head. And also to appreciate what they were born with, sorry. So it all fell in line with the name.
Pretty amazing. Unfortunately, because of the little cut, we got to cut the interview short. We had so many other things to ask. But I mean, in closing, one of the questions I always mind, I must and I have to ask is, next 5 years, Majestic Kink. By the way, did you go and research your trademark on that name first before you launch your name?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you learned your lesson.
Yes, I did. Let me just put it out there because I know everybody's listening. We're in the process of getting our name trademarked, okay? Things are going right. We're dotting our I's and crossing our T's, so there's nothing to worry about.
All right. It's good. In the next 5 years, Majestic Kink, where do you see you being?
All over the world. We're going to put St. Lucia on the map, and I say this confidently, you're going to find us on Amazon, maybe Walmart, everywhere that we could go.
Definitely. Please take the time out now to give people your social handles and also your contact number, if you so please, so that they could get in contact with you, probably to have their hair majestically kinked. Yeah, that made sense. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, it made sense.
Sure. I can be contacted on 722-9159. You could call. You could send us a message. You will get a response. You can purchase our products from Diamond Girl or Glue Center, which is in Denry. And you could follow us on all social media platforms at Majestic Kink. There's no space. It's all just one word.
Well, thank you so much, Cheryl. We appreciate you. And, you know, we wanted to have more a deep conversation about that and, you know, the legal aspect of it, but because of time constraints. But I'm really thankful that you're able to overcome this. And we look forward to, like you rightfully say, putting St. Lucia on the map when it comes on to hair. And we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Have a good day. Of course, a Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International is brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. All the bank you need.